Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode.
Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
It'd be like, so how is your parents' retirement fund going?
And blew the roof off the place.
That was the opening of our podcast,
Chip. That's great. God.
Now, we're going to play a game, and it's a pre-game. It's before the podcast starts.
Okay.
First of all, let me tell the listening audience that we are live from, well, you know, live to recording. Backstage at Helium. We just did our first show on the tour, starting at Helium, which we'll get to in a second. It was a lot of fun. And now we're backstage. It's after the show. We haven't been in the studio. We won't be in the studio till like the first week of May. I really miss it. I know that sounds a little bit like over the top, but like I thought the other day, I'm like, wow, that'll be a whole month. It's never happened in 7 years. But I like that we can do these on the road. So that's what we're doing. Boo! So we're backstage, and we are with, just to set the scene at Helium, they have some new furniture in here. Their backstage looks great. We are around the round table with a candle in the middle. One, there's the door slam of the back of the comedy club, and we all have chairs all the way around it. Shannon Moore, the drummer, is on. He's playing drums, and he is sitting on the floor, which gives the whole circle table a great nuance. And then Chip Chantry, Philadelphia's own. Chip Chantry is sitting on a stool. It looks like a cube, and it looks pretty comfortable.
I mean, some would argue it is a cube.
It is a cube. But it's wrapped in leather.
Yeah, yes. It's an ottoman. So,
right.
I apologize.
Would you say it's an ottoman? I don't know if that's
the
cube called ottoman.
It is. I'm thinking armoire. I think you're right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sitting on an armoire.
You're sitting on a noir.
That's right. A Davenport.
Yeah. Armoire holds things, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a bureau. Yeah, armoire is like a bureau.
And then Nick?
Tom,
shut the fuck up. We got him good. I told him I was going to say Nick. No. Let me explain. So I said, hey, you know Tom? Of course I knew your name. And I go, I'm going to say Nick. And then see if we can get him. And you see the look in his face. Oh, come on, Tom. Tom. Hey, if you want to, do you have an Instagram or Twitter? I'll tell you why I ask. No?
No.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
What am I going to do?
It's at Nick.
I was gonna say have him just Tom. Yeah, Tom. They'll find you. People, what happens is somebody will get in touch with John Brand Wagner. And speaking of John Brand Wagner, follow John Brand Wagner. Speaking of John Brand Wagner, he is here, and then.
Yeah.
He has done Philadelphia once before. This is his second time here.
Third time.
But this time is a little different. And before we get, you know what? Let's jump ahead and then go back. And also,
Steve, George.
So he has been like, you know, he's done it like a lot, you know. So he is, first he sat in, he had the guitar as like, you know, maybe a twang here and there. This time he's playing a lot. You know, we have a cool band. We got, you know, of course, John's out there every night, two iPads and a keyboard.
Get out of here.
And then we have guitar. But anyway, I wanted to say Steve George is here. Okay, I can't go very
and
traditional.
And Todd Glass is here.
And Todd Glass.
John Glass.
And we'll get back to why I'm in.
Chips here. And then Chips here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. You could always introduce people.
John Brand Wagner's here.
Nick is here. Don't we love Nick? Come on.
Tom.
Nick. So, and that's that. So, again, if you're curious, if you're like, you told us the way you're sitting in a circle, and it's dark in this green room, there's no lights at all, pretty much, and the candle's in the middle. Would you want to picture a mid-century coffee table? Because that's what you should picture.
Yeah.
And it's clean. There's not a lot of junk on it. There's like five or six bottles of Fuji water, but they look nice. Tom, when that's done, we're going to try to replace it with Fuji. Really clean up this table.
We like our water like a brand has dirtied the table.
No, I want it out.
It's laced with Molly. No, it's cool.
It's laced. Oh, is it laced with Molly?
Tom. There is a piece of pepper that's lying here. I don't know what it is. I would like to remove it if we could, just so it's not.
All right, so we just had a show, and I said the difference of tonight was, for what it's worth.
Hey, you see my pepper?
John, you picked the pepper.
Chip picked the pepper.
You know what I love about doing the shows backstage? That it ends up a lot of this stuff, and it's my favorite stuff to do. For no reason. Why do you need to be chanting? Chip picked the pepper.
Chip picked the pepper.
It's so much fun to do.
What's the...
Chip or Chantry picked the pepper.
For a pail of water.
Starburns Audio.
Aristotle, we love you. We miss you. We cannot wait to get back to that studio and see your beautiful face.
And I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, you've never met Aristotle?
I've met Aristotle.
No.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, so the difference between this show tonight that we've done before, we've all done this together, is that we're about to do six shows here at Helium in Philadelphia. Shannon Moore, all the guys, Steve George, and John Byrne Wagner. We've done that before, and we've done six together. And by the end of the week, it's Sunday, and you just get really tight, and then you go on your way. Not this time. Then after this, we're going to go to John and Peter's and do two shows. Then we're going to go to Brooklyn and do two shows at the Murmur Theater. And then we're off to Pittsburgh. So it's just, it's a fun. And tonight went so good. We did a lot of new bits. You guys fucking nailed it.
It was a good show.
It was a really good, I don't, you know, when I always analyze a show and I say it's bad, I don't think that's that appealing unless when you have a good show, you're not afraid to say, no, that was, I thought they were a great crowd. And you know what? I wanted to work to keep their respect because I thought they deserved it. Like, I wanted to keep them happy because they really were letting me play a lot and I didn't want to like, get sloppy. So I was really just thinking, just do the jokes. A few times those notes really helped me. Anyway, Chip, you gave two new... Tell your new... So the Cheesecake Factory is like the... I think most people know, but it's like how gluttonous it would be if the Cheesecake Factory had a cruise. And I told Chip in the beginning of the show, I'm like, and I did this last time too, it's how I get most of my jokes for that bit. I go, just bring two out. I don't care when it is. And then like 30 minutes later, I don't expect it. He comes walking behind me and he puts a piece of paper on the music stand with two handwritten jokes. Tonight they were.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 2 p.m., meet the inventor of nacho cheese and rub that stuff all over your naked bodies, you pigs. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight at 9 p.m., play laser tag inside the world's largest Jell-O mold.
Yeah. Besides a big pile of Jell-O with most mold, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
you gotta be here.
But they're very funny, very funny. So, you know, we expect, I would say, three more tomorrow.
Three more, all right.
Is that too much for you, Chip?
No.
Oh, I think it's too much for Chip. I'm going to now take
a bite of this apple.
I'm going to take, this is a marijuana apple.
What do you need a lighter?
And I'm going to light up this marijuana apple and take it. Then should we go, we should talk about this right now, and I think it's a good way to clean it up. It's like, you ever hate to ask a question because you want to make sure you're willing to do what the masses want to do?
I did it. I murdered him.
Oh, my God.
This is a different podcast.
I'm sorry.
I did it. It's pretty extreme. Not like I borrowed your car. I did it. I murdered him in the middle.
I feel like it was your bit. From like 3 years
ago. Let me tell you something. Oh. Everything is brought back. You really gave it a nice face.
You know, I didn't do that. You're right.
And by the way, I didn't remember doing it, by the way. I'm just going off to your...
Pointing at Chip.
Oh, Chip. Yeah. Chip did it.
I did.
Should we go to Wawa after this? Or go get Philadelphia cheesesteaks?
Are you talking to the at-home audience?
No, I was talking to the... Whoever's going to go here.
Tweet at us. What should we do?
Yeah, tweet us. What should we do? You're probably not going to go either.
I probably can't go. Yeah, I probably can't go. I will say, I'm just thinking, tonight, it's super cold and windy out.
Wawa, then.
Wawa. I would go maybe tomorrow night, do cheesesteaks. Probably the wind isn't going to be kicking down as much.
Absolutely. Does anybody want to hit?
I'm good.
Shannon, you did a great job tonight. You were right on target. You always look happy. It puts me in a good mood.
Oh, man, I'm happy to be here.
And then New York. I mean, we're really, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to go to New York. I know you know, but I'm just telling the audience at home. But it's funny when you say audience at home. What other audience is there? Rented like a little apartment in Brooklyn. So we're all going. And it's going to be fun. And I have, I'm drawing a blank to his name and I hate it. But anyway, I'll think of it later. That's right. Why'd that sound so glitchy? Aristotle, him and his glitches.
Yeah,
it sounded like they laid it in there later.
Yeah, like they put this long pause.
Yes. Didn't it sound
like a long pause?
How do I know?
Yeah,
no, I'm thinking. Really, oh my god! I meant what I think it's going to sound like. He's the type of guy.
At minute ten and thirty-five seconds. Yeah, real glitchy.
It's like you just hear the guy's name, but everyone goes, "No." Obviously, Todd sent that to Aristotle. Yeah, because you made it sound like it. But watch, I don't need you to do anything. Just let. Don't ruin it. Don't edit it. His name is... Okay? Thank you. All right, that bit, it could be gotten rid of.
And might not even get edited.
Not even going to edit it. But so other people sitting in with the band. The band's going to have like seven, eight people. Yeah. In New York, in Brooklyn. Oh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
That's great.
Yeah, seven. So seven. Yeah, I thought you'd make it really... Just make it absurd. And then doing some of those bits tonight, picturing that with seven... It's going to be great. And your mother is going to make us all cook. Why doesn't your mother, Chip, make us cookies?
Chocolate. Oh, because that baking accident back in the war.
Oh, shit.
She was in the war, and she overbaked some cookies. And I don't like to talk about it. I really get upset, and I get... I don't think it's time or the place, Todd, right now to discuss my mother's baking accident.
I know. Well, can I tell the audience what happened?
Yeah, I guess so.
She was fucking the Pillsbury Doughboy. No. I could do better than that. Damn it, I don't want to give...
But it's fun. That's our sponsor this week.
Yes, thank you. I think I could do better than that,
but I feel like that was pretty good.
All right. I feel better. You guys are very nice.
So
we don't hold everybody hostage. I just wanted to do a little podcast to say, because it could be the best of episode. You know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to let you pick any episode you want. Right. Because we've been picking it for them on the Best Of series. We'll pick an episode because it's hard to know which one to pick.
Catalog of over 300 episodes. Mm-hmm.
Should we pick one?
Listen to episode
2. No, guys, I want to say it all together. Okay. And if there's some sort of weird energy that we all know it, that's the one. So just don't try to repeat. Okay, here's what I'm asking. Do not try to repeat what someone else is saying.
So we just all say it at once.
Say it at once. But don't try to, like, I know the instincts are to, like, try to. Right. If it doesn't match up, it doesn't match up. I'm not looking to make something to make nothing. Okay, sure. So just spit it out. Here. So spit out a number, and that's the podcast we'll go.
113.
That's 113. Fucking nuts. Oh my God. You know, God damn it, that freaks me the fuck out. Nah. I have the chills. Look at my arm. I have the chills.
Who's got a Ouija board? Who's got a Ouija board?
Someone call
Oh my God, we do have a Ouija board.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Ouija board. And I do not. Can you hand me that Ouija board?
Okay. There it is. Sorry, I fell.
Okay. All right. Put your hands on that Ouija board.
Okay.
I hope it's good news for us.
What are we asking?
Yeah, we gotta ask a good question. This does feel like a seance right now. We have the round table.
Yeah, we have the
Ouija board. We have the candle.
People at home are amazing. Drugs. You can't underestimate the intelligence. You can't underestimate the intelligence of the listening audience. They are picturing backstage at the green room. You can't just listen to this podcast and forget. We are in a dark green room. Sort of mid-century little coffee table, and we're all circled around it. Candle some people lit. Can't. One candle, smack in the middle, pretty big flame, dark everywhere else. We have a Ouija board, and Chip is going to do his thing. Ouija board. John, would you like to ask the Ouija board a question, or anybody here, actually?
I mean, I don't want to be the only person who gets asked a question. Yeah. I will ask the question, but yeah. I don't want to be the only question.
Okay, I'll
be. Everybody going to get a choice?
Yes.
Everybody's going to get a shout?
Sure.
Okay, great.
If you want one. If you don't, you could pass.
Okay.
Don't feel pressure. I want the opposite of people.
Oh, Ouija board. Great Ouija board of spirits and knowledge. Let us know who's going to win the presidency.
Serious.
Okay, here we go. Move it around.
Read it as you're moving it.
Okay, here we go. L...
Okay. L-I-N-C-D.
No, it's an O.
L-I-N-O.
Oh, my God! Bernie Sanders!
Bernie Sanders!
Yes! Bernie Sanders!
Oh, my God!
Shut the fuck up! Yay! Come on! I'm fucking Bernie! 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 Bernie!
I mean, you can't. That's facts.
Elizabeth fucking Warren! I'm happy with that too! Elizabeth Warren! Yay! This is good!
Yay!
Oh, fuck.
It's like Groundhog.
That was fucking nuts. Look at my arms. My hair is standing up. And that's fucking, that's the truth. I'm not making that up. That's fucking nuts.
It's definitely. R.L. Stein. Guys. Because Todd's got goosebumps.
Everybody just say a number. Any number from 1 to 10. And don't wait. Just
whatever number.
Just fucking yell it out. Okay. You want to be first in line, not last in line.
Okay.
Okay? What's your favorite number?
1.
4. Just say it, guys.
Four.
Just fucking say it.
12.
7. 7. 7. 7.
7.
Oh my God! Work.
My dick is standing straight up. That's really weird. Yes, you may. You don't have to bring it right back.
All right, then I'll keep it forever. Thank you, friend. I'll be back.
God bless. God bless you and all your friends.
Pat,
is there anything you want to say? We're doing the opening tomorrow. Well, we're doing my podcast.
The podcast.
Oh, did I interrupt this?
No, you're part of it.
You.
We just changed.
Hello, America.
Hello, America.
Thank you.
That's great. It's like the first thing you're in saying, hello, America. You know why I like what Pat did? He treated my podcast real. Like, it probably does go out to America. Yeah, he it legitimized does. It. Goes out to hello, America. Yeah. Hello, America. Well, as it's Johnny, as we Johnny wrap Cash, it up.
Hello, America.
You guys did that bit so fucking good tonight.
We this was, I mean, I don't want to toot any horn of any sort. I'm not a bass player. But that was a good show.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
The Johnny Cash bit, you guys just going, Todd, just screaming. I felt, you know what I thought? I swear to God, I go, oh, I hope I'm not liking them to scream so much where they're all going to go, Todd, we scream like that, we get laryngitis. But it was so great, the fucking the intensity of Todd, Johnny Cash, you see, it's so stupid that it makes me, I was
here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot we were doing a podcast. I know it's weird to talk about your own show on it, but you know what?
I mean, Johnny Cash was here. It was pretty
Johnny Cash was here. Yep. It was weird. During my show, if you don't believe us, then I can't help you. I'm not out to prove myself.
Chip can. Call them at 102. Chip can help.
That's right.
Call Chip, me you have right a new now. Helpline?
What
is it again? Give it out nice and clear.
It's
1-800.
102-CHIP-CAN-HELP.
102-CHIP-CAN-HELP?
Yes. Chip
so if there are people out there
that need help,
I will
help them.
That's not too many numbers.
102. Yeah. Say it again.
1-800.
Okay.
CHIP. And there's can help.
Aren't there two letters in there?
Yeah. So yeah.
Just say it's all right.
Yeah, it's
102. Chip can help.
102. Chip can help. 85.
Okay, so folks, look. Sometimes in life, we feel like we just need a friend to talk to.
Yeah.
And you just don't want. You want to make it easy. So all you got to do the next time you're like, you know what? I just use a friend to talk to. It doesn't even have to be that deep. What is it again?
It's 1-800. Chip can help. 736.
736 F. Isn't there not letters in there?
7364.
So it's easy.
It's really easy.
Should we roll in the commercial we have for Chip? The Chip can help.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do you want to?
Bing bang dong dong bong. Bing bang ding. Oh, I feel so sad. I wish there was someone I could call.
Well, you can call now. Call Chip can help. Do you want to know the number?
Please.
Let's all say it together.
1-800 Chip can help. 7-4-9-2.
The problem is, I sure could use someone to talk to right now. The problem is, I don't have $500 to talk to a friend or a life coach.
Well, it's an 800 number, which means it's totally free.
Totally
free. You want to know that number?
Yes, I do.
Get a pen and a paper, because we're going to say it right now.
I've got a paper.
Well, then I want you to write down 1-800.
Wait. Say it again.
1-800.
Yes.
Chip can
help.
Help.
Leave it there. Ed, it was my stupid idea.
Okay.
There's something great about.
What about?
Wait, what's the number again?
1-800. Chip can help.
There we go. This is a tight show.
764.
Tight. I'm so hungry. Can I tell you? I'm having a good time doing this opening, but I'm thinking about Wawa. No.
You're right.
I had a little bit of that dip.
Yeah, Jesus.
You ate.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you. So what I was thinking is maybe I'll go eat a sandwich, and we'll drop it in, and we'll have eating sandwiches with Todd and make it a late night segment. We'll eat our sandwiches. Now, the good thing about this, it closes the show out. For the people that don't want to hear us eat sandwiches as we record it, that's when we go to close right now. And we're like, I totally get it, you know, the eating into the microphone. But if you're like, I would love to eat sandwiches, it's bonus, and it's the end of the show. So we're going to say goodnight from the green room. And the only bonus track on this week will be eating Wawa's with Todd and whoever ends up getting into the back to the hotel room right now. But we have a separate living room. We made it look cool. So if anybody wants a Wawa sandwich, they'll be coming back, and that's the. If it's just me with my phone and my sandwich, I'll be fine. But
how many hoagie trays are we gonna get?
I don't know, but Wawa does make trays, and let me tell you something about Wawa. There's a reason they're Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, take a drink of water.
Oh, anyway, everybody, thank you. Anybody, last words, shout outs, good energy you want to send somebody? I don't care. Tell a story about someone that you like.
Well, it was about 20 years ago. I was 20. I was 8. I was 8 at the time. I'm 28 now.
Yeah, 20
years ago,
you were
8. And let me tell you, that was the first year that I ever rode a bike.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow.
At 8 years old, do you remember anything specifically?
I rode a bike.
And you just remembered that at 8 years old? Who were you?
The entire year of 8, I rode a bike. It was like Forrest Gump, but on a bike.
What, and did you have training wheels before that?
Dude, come on.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I never did either.
What? Come on. Training wheels?
Did you? I bet you did.
Would you ask Jerry Seinfeld if he wore Jerry Seinfeld wheels?
Jeez. Oh, yeah, I would. Did you not use training wheels, by the way?
All right.
No, come on.
We can't brush over what I just said.
Well, I know. Well, I was trying to help.
I know.
How did that make any sense?
That doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. Would you ask Jerry Seinfeld, did you have training wheels? But I thought it had the right rhythm, so I accepted it. That's a compliment.
And it still has the right rhythm.
It still has the right rhythm. Happy birthday to Shannon. So, that's it, everybody. I hope... I'm not just saying this. I will be eating a Wawa sandwich, and I'll talk you through it. My soft pretzel, my Reese's cup, the whole experience. And I'm going to love it. I'm going to...
But you eat the Reese's cups before you pay.
I'm going to record that, too. I'm going to say, I'm walking around Wawa eating my Reese's cup. I'll take people through the whole experience.
Okay. Do you think Wawa would be in for this? And how much would it cost, do you think? Realistically, would it cost? Where you're like, you know those like super toy runs they used to do when you were a kid, and like you'd win a sweepstakes and you could run through, you'd have like 2 minutes
to run
through and put everything in the your carts as much as possible.
Yes.
5 minutes to go through Toys R Us. What if you had 15 minutes in Wawa to eat as much as you want? You could just run around and like just grab tasty cakes and eat them and like
Have to eat it there?
Or do you eat it there, or do you just get as much as you can? What do you think it would cost? Like, realistically, be like, look, if you went to a manager late at night, 2 in the morning, nobody's really around, and you're like, all right, give me 15 minutes to eat as much as I can right now, how much do you think he would say, like, all right, give me $300?
In real life?
In real life.
Because you'd have to be enough for them to think, could I get in trouble through corporate? I mean, right, everyone's trying to keep their job.
Wait, what was the time limit?
15 minutes.
So you just you're not trying to do destruction. You're just opening
it. You have destruction, but you could like open a bag of M&Ms. You do this. You go over and get a crimpet.
Can you throw it on the floor?
You can. I mean, you wouldn't overly do it, but there would probably be some.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And 15 minutes. I think you'd have to at least give them $100 tip.
That's just a tip. Well, yeah, that's just paying for the food.
Yes. Then pay for the food.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you pay for the food too? So it wouldn't be a deal. Where you're like, I'm going to eat as much as I can.
Oh, then it has to be more than
$400.
I'm sure you can get a bulk deal.
Well, no, I know what you're saying. So you'd have to be, worth it. There'd be no way you could do it because why is he going to gamble this? It's not worth it. I'm answering you seriously.
What if he's a gambling addict?
Well, then you're lucky.
The manager, you're making a deal with the manager.
Yeah. So what you're saying is,
you're going to have to write that inventory off.
Yeah.
No, but you're saying that the money, like, I'll give you $500. You give me 8 minutes.
8 minutes, yeah.
And he's probably going to go...
That's not bad.
I don't think you could eat $500. Or maybe he gives you 12. You just have to make it where it's like... But then the problem is, you might eat so much that you end up winning. And that's the win-win situation.
Exactly.
The gambler taught his lesson, a little spanking.
Yep.
He shouldn't be gambling. And you fucking prove that you prove that you... That guy can't eat. There's no way for $500. I shouldn't even make it $500. I'll tell you. Let's go $250.
Yep.
$250... 7 minutes. If I was going to gamble,
perfect.
$250. You think you could eat $250 in 7 minutes?
I think I could waste $250 in 7 minutes.
You got to eat it though, right?
But like, what I'd like to do is like, it would be so much fun to like grab a Snickers bar and take like a bite out of a Snickers bar.
Does that
and then
count?
Grab like run over it, but you'd have to pay for that Snickers bar and then run over and like lick some of the ice cream, you know, just out of the ice cream, just run over and bite a piece of like soft pretzel.
I would take
and then,
like
put your face underneath the icy machine.
Wait, that's just an average night for me. I'll tell you, you do it for free if no one's looking. And you just pay for the hard items you eat. But, you know, no one's watching you if you take 10 or 15 peppermint patties. No, I pay for that. I can't wait in line without, you know, the only thing that makes it doable for me to wait in line at Wawa is all the little, like, teeny Reese's cups up front and the peppermint patties. I'll go grab 10 peppermint patties just to eat waiting in
the
line.
The chocolate-covered cherries, they'll have those every once in a while.
Are they good?
Those are pretty good, yeah.
Can I tell you, and I'm not just trying to beef up this late-night segment, not only is it going to be me eating my sandwich on Wawa.
Yeah.
That's a segment. It's also going to be me walking around eating the Reese's cup. Mm-hmm. But tonight I'm going to try something, a candy I've never had. I said that last week. It's a fun thing to do. I'm going to do that. I've never had those, ever.
Wait, have what?
The cherry thing you're talking
about.
Yeah.
Never they usually have those little things. And they're kind of like, because they're
I know.
There's moisture in there. They're wet inside. So it's delicious. They will drip if you have to be careful. Pop it in your mouth. It is a very good.
How do you say it? Maraschino
cherries.
These are fake ones.
These are like fake ones.
Aren't they all?
So let me say. Let me say this.
Not all of them.
And we don't. Someone's gonna have to remember it. So if every whoever ends up going, there's no pressure to go. Some people are got to go home, but whoever ends up getting going to Wawa, I'd say we all have to get a candy we've never eaten before, and then we'll talk about what we think about it up in the room if we choose. If we don't, we don't. So that's it. Thank you.
Are you allowed
I'm hungry.
To eat? I want you to know. Are you allowed to eat the lunch meat?
What lunch meat?
Oh, as far as the $250?
Yeah, can you just go and grab clumps of turkey
clumps?
And stuff?
Yes. You don't make it sound attractive.
Am I allowed on the other side?
Wax paper.
Oh, that's a good question. Are you allowed? You're not allowed on the other side. I should.
I waste seven minutes getting your
They
hoagie.
Did. When we were in college, when we were just about to graduate college, they let us one time, they let us behind and make our own. Because we would go in every night. It was Jack and Susie up in Allentown. And at Muhlenberg College, and they would let us, we would always get our hoagies. And it was when we used to have to talk to them, it was before the touchscreens.
Yeah.
And then finally they're like, come on back one time, and we got to make our own hoagies, and it was the greatest night of
my life. I love it. You know why they let you? Because you were probably cool even at that age. Like, they probably liked you, you were respectful when you came in.
We invited them to our beach party every year. They would always come.
They did.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Jack and Susie would always come. Yeah.
You know, it's fun to make friends like that. With Rory last week, when we, Rory Scovel, not to brag.
Huh?
But
Rory Scovel.
Fuck Rory Scovel. He's a friend of mine.
He's gotta be fucked.
Okay. He's gotta be fucked by Rory Scovel. Someone's gotta fuck him. What were we saying about
making friends like that.
Making friends like that, and he at the at his party there were two people that worked at the Starbucks. He goes, they're always so friendly every day. We're like invited into this thing. And the other one was just like an ice cream place there where they go in all the time. But when he was introducing me, you know, you say, hey, I know these guys. Oh, I always, how do you know them? And he's like, it's just, but anyway, the point is that one of them is a Kickstarter. They're not doing well.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I had to get out of my boring statement. All right, that's it. Thank you. Goodbye. You're all great.
We love you.
We did a podcast, and now you know where we're at.
There's a part two.
There is a part two. Yes.
This feels like us. We're ending a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the end of the podcast.
And I'm going to record me walking into the Wawa and eating whatever I eat. It might be an everything pretzel,
and
but I will tell you that experience.
Video uploaded to Instagram.
That's great. And that's going to be that. Then back at the room, we're going to eat our sandwich. We're going to talk about why we like our sandwich. We're not going to eat the whole sandwich. We're going to go around the room. Whatever you got, you're going to take a bite or two, talk about it. Then it'll go to the next person. And then we'll turn the phones off and just eat our sandwiches like normal people. But we'll go around, we'll talk about our sandwich, why it's delicious, whatever you got, meatballs, treat it like it's, you know, you're at an Italian villa. And then we're going to try our candy, a candy we've never eaten. If there's no candy there's no candy I haven't eaten I want, you'll eat an old piece of candy and explain why you don't like old candy. All right, bye. That's it. Fade to black.
Nick, Tom,
what's your last name?
Connors.
Tom what?
Connors.
Tom Cotters?
Yeah.
Connors.
Tom Connors.
Connors.
Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Nick Connors. Nick Connors. Nick Connors. Tom 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 Connors.
Connor, Patrick's back.
Hey, I'm Todd. I'm walking through Wawa. Ooh, this Butterfinger is so fucking good. Mmm. Fuck you. I'm eating Butterfingers, motherfucker.
Todd, I can't tell if you're a comedian or like borderline like cult leader. I heard if I'm walking. I heard Connor. It's like, who the fuck is Connor?
Are we ready to go get some Wawas?
Okay, I'm in the about ready to walk into Wawa.
Everybody's friendly, holding the door. And I'm going to go. We haven't even ordered yet. It's not that busy in here. I'm going to go. And they have the Christmas hearts. You know, like for Easter. So I'm going to go get a package of them. And I always think these are a little bit... Oh, I have to have a candy I never had before, but that's for later. Now I'm going to eat an Easter egg as I wait for those guys, because I ran ahead. And then we're going to... Oh, my God.
Are you going?
I'm going to get something I didn't get. A candy I've never had, yeah. But now I'm having a candy I've had before.
I'm going to order. I'm going to order on the touchscreen tablet.
John is drunk and he's ordering in the touchscreen tablet. He's doing a very good job. And these Reese's cups are so good. Now I'm not starved. Now I can order my food calmer. Candy before dinner. It helps sand the edges off your hunger, therefore allowing you to enjoy your meal. Well, here's the truth, everybody. We got our sandwiches back and we were so hungry that we forgot to turn on the recorder. But they were delicious. And they were toasted and crunchy bread. And I got a cheese. I personally got a Philadelphia cheesesteak, but I made it like a little different. I made it like an Italian Philadelphia cheesesteak. Put some peppers in there and some olive oil and some vinegar and some sautéed onions and a few different type of peppers I put on it. It was so good. Oil and vinegar. Provolone cheese all melted all over the goddamn place. So good. Oh my God, I have a boner. Hey, listen. So, enjoy the show today. Well, it wasn't really, it was a no-show show, but you know what? We touched base. So, live backstage from Helium. You know, this is the last part. That's the first thing you heard. Then you heard me at Wawa. Now you hear me, and I'm going to say goodnight. Hope you had fun. All right. Can you tell I'm a little loopy? All right. Good night. Mwah.